Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Beis. We are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya ben Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Zisel Bas Reb Shmuel Halevi. So, we're moving along in the first perek of Meseches Chulin, and we're in the middle bit of a digression. Now, the last few dafin might have felt a little bit like a digression. Not so much. We dealt with halachas of Malika. Malika is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan to shechita. In fact, anything that's kasha b'shechita is possible b'malika. Anything that's kasha b'malika possible b'shechita. But in reality, what we did was taka a digression because we went all in on Malika. Regardless, in today's daf, it's going to be a little bit more clear that we're digressing. By tomorrow's daf and the daf after that, we're going to wonder how in the world we got to where we got. We've been learning Hakol Shoichten. We've been pretty much on point. Very focused, good rikus from the beginning of the Masechta. But the Mishnayis are going to do what they occasionally do. The Gemara always does this. In the Mishnah, it's a little bit more rare. And we're going to talk more today about halachos related to the Chatas Ha'oif and the Oilas Ha'oif. In fact, if you look at the Rishonim, they explain that the Mishnah we're about to learn is really related to that last line of the previous Mishnah. Anything that's kosher b'shechita is possible b'malika. Anything that's kosher b'malika is possible b'shechita. And on that note, talk the Mishnah, kosher b'toyrin, possible b'bnei yoyna. Kosher b'bnei yoyna, possible b'toyrin. So we know that a carbon can be brought as a bird. It can be brought as a knife. The Torah says very clearly, not all birds are kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach. Not even all kosher birds are kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach. There are two birds specifically that are okay. The Toirin and the Bnei Yoyna. In English, if this is helpful, turtle doves, Toirin, and Bnei Yoyna, young doves. So clearly they both have the Seifa of doves, so I guess they're related somewhat. But it's the Toirim and the Bnei Yoyna that are the two birds that are kosher. Says the Mishnah rather cryptically. Kosher b'toirim, pasul b'bnei yoyna. Kosher b'bnei yoyna, pasul b'toirim. What does that even mean? So anything that's considered kosher for a Toir would by definition make it pasul for a Bnei Yoyna, and the reverse would be true. The Gemara right in the beginning is going to bring a brisa that's going to elaborate this a little bit. We might as well just speak it out just to teach the words of the Mishnah. A Toir had to be older. The Bnei Yoyna had to be younger. The Remez Ladover is Bnei Yoyna means young. Contrast that with Torah that it doesn't say Bnei Toirin. So you get the sense that the Toirin are more mature and the Bnei Yoyna are less mature. Says the Mishnah, Kosher B'Toirin, if the age, the maturity level of this Oif is such that it's kosher for a tar, well, that means it's a little bit older. So by definition, possible b'nei yoyna. And to the contrary, if it's kosher b'nei yoyna, that means based on its maturity level, it's younger. Oh, then it's going to be possible b'tayr. Mishnah continues and says, Tchilas hatziyuv bozeh u'bozeh possible. So what does this mean? So if you look at Rashi, Tchilas hatziyuv, kishemaschilam lohavi noitza yofa tzehuva saviv litzaver. So at some point in the maturation of the oif, it develops a yellow, tzehuv is yellow, a yellow feather that's yofa, it's very nice, and it's around its neck. So when it's in the state of tchilas hatziyuv, bozeh u'bozeh possible. And the reason is, it's bein hashmashetz. It's nishtahi nishtaher. It's too old for it to be considered b'nei yoyna, but it's too young for it to be considered toirin. So there's this in-between stage, and that is, in the world of oifos, what's known as tchilas hatziyuv. It's neither here nor there, and it's for that reason, bozeh, bozeh, it's going to be possible. So again, we explained the Mishnah really based on already preparing today's daf. But when you read the Mishnah in real time, you don't even know what the Mishnah is saying. Kosher b'tayrin, pasul b'bnei yoyna, kosher b'bnei yoyna, pasul b'tayrin. What exactly does this mean? Zokti gemara b'raiso. Tanu rabbanan, tayrim gedoylim kshayrim ketanim psulim. B'nei yoyna. When it comes to b'nei yoyna, it's the other way around. dear kitanim ksherim, and gedolim are going to be possible. Nimtza says the brayse kasher b'tayrim possible b'vnei yoyne kasher b'vnei yoyne possible b'tayrim. This is a perfect example of where the Mishnah and the brayse are saying the same thing, albeit the brayse is b'loshen arucha and the Mishnah is b'loshen k'tzara. The last part of the Braisa was verbatim the Mishnah. The Mishnah, however, was very cryptic because it was missing the first part. But the Braisa, being wordier and lengthier, has that first part as well. Tanu Rabbanan, another Braisa. Now, what's the contribution of this Braisa? Again, an example of where you have the same exact halacha that was disseminated in so many different ways. The purpose of this price is going to give us not only the halach of the Mishnah that we knew from the Mishnah, not only what the Mishnah really means that we knew from the first price, this next price is going to give us the sources as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Torim. It says in the Torah, Torim, and we learn from there, Gedoylim v'loiktanim. It means Gedoylim v'loiktanim, says the price of Sheyachol, because had it not said Torim, quote unquote, that teaches me Gedoylim v'loiktanim, I would have thought that maybe Ktanim are good as well. Meaning, even though it says Torim, so based on that, you would think it's Gedoyim of Aloik Tanim, but had it not said Torim, I would have thought that you don't say Gedoyim of Aloik Tanim. Why? Because I would have made a Kalvachayim of Aloidinu, Ma Bnei Yoyno, Shalai Huchshu B'Gedoyim, Huchshu B'Ktanim, Madach Bnei Yoyno, which are not Kosher B'Gedoyim. How do we know that? So Pasha, because it says Bnei Yoyno, but at the end of this long brace, so we'll have a better understanding of this. So they're not kosher b'gdoilim, huchshu b'ktanim, kosher b'ktanim, toirim shuchshu b'gdoilim, toirim that are huchshu b'gdoilim, in addition shuchshu b'ktanim, certainly you would think they should be kosher b'ktanim. Talmud loimer, it's for that reason it says toirim, and from there we learn k'doilim v'loi k'tanim. Shmaka b'raisa? You almost can't even read it. The b'raisa says, it says toirim, and from toirim I know g'doilim v'loi k'tanim. Why do I need toirim? Because really, had it not said toirim, I would have thought that if toirim means Gedoylim, kal v'chaymer ketanim should be okay, based on Bnei Yoyna, because Bnei Yoyna we know is ketanim v'lo gedoylim. So madach Bnei Yoyna, where gedoylim is possible, ketanim is kosher, certainly Torim, where gedoylim is kosher, ketanim should be kosher. Oh, Talmud Leimar, it says, Torim to teach me gedoylim v'lo ketanim. If Torim means gedoylim v'lo ketanim, so then what's the sheyochel v'haloidino? And what's the Kamash Malon? It says Torim, right? This would make sense. If it said Torim and Torim means Gdolim, but maybe not Gdolim v'loi Ketanim. And based on a Kal v'chaymer, I would think to be Mar b'Ketanim. Talmud Lemer, a different word. Ah, so that's very good. Based on Torim, I hear Gdolim. Narvaz, I have a Kal v'chaymer to be Mar b'Ketanim. Kamash Malon, Talmud Lemer, a different word that says no. And it's but that's not what we did over here. It's the same word Torim. So if in the Havamin of the Braisa, Torim based on a Kalvachaymer could be Soivol Ketanim as well, then what's the Talmud Loimar Torim to tell me Torim v'lo Ketanim? So again, it sounds like the easiest Braisa. You can learn this Braisa in a second, but if you're mispoinin for 1 minute, it's actually Mechusar Havana, and the Gemara is going to jump on this in a minute. Now the Braisa goes and does the reverse with Bnei Yoyna. Bnei Yoyna, what does that mean? Ketanim v'lo Gedoylim. Sheyachol, because I would have thought, Valoidinu, had it not said Bnei Yoyna, which means Ketanim v'lo Gedoylim, I would have made a Kalvachayim. Ma Torim Shlo Huchshu B'Ketanim, Huchshu Gedoylim, Ma Dech Torim, which it's not Kosher B'Ketanim. How do I know that? That was the first part of the Braisa, Gedoylim v'lo Ketanim. Yet Huchshu B'Gedoylim, so Bnei Yoyna, Shuchshu B'Ketanim, Bnei Yoyna, where it's Kosher B'Ketanim, and it didn't Shuchshu B'Gedoylim, certainly be Kosher B'Gedoylim. So if that's the case, you would have thought to be Marba in Bnei Yoyna, not only the little ones, but the bigger ones as one. Talmud Loimar Bnei Yoyna, it says Bnei Yoyna, Ketanim V'Loy Gedoylim. Again, the same exact price. It says Bnei Yoyna, I chap that means Ketanim, but I would think to be Marba Gedoylim as well. Talmud Loimar Bnei Yoyna. In the first part of the exchange, even though Bnei Yoyna literally means Ketanim, but maybe Kal v'chaymer is Mar b'Gedoylim. Talmud Leimer, no, Bnei Yoyna means Ketanim v'Gedoylim. What exactly is going on? And that is the Gemara's next kasha. My Talmud, what exactly is going on? Amar Rava, Rava said, let me explain to you what's happening in this brisa. The diuk of the Tana, the brisa was that lishtamid krov lichtoy min bnei ha-Torim min ha-Yoyna. The Tana went through all the psukim in the Torah that talk about the term bnei Yoyna, and there are many. He was Mavasadra. And what he noticed was a fascinating observation. He said, every single time we refer to the Tar, we call him the Tar. And every single time we refer to the Yayna, we refer to it as the Bnei Yayna. You don't find one time that it says Bnei HaTorim, and it says the Yayna. It's from there that the Tana chapt, that when it says Bnei Yayna is Dafka. Meaning, it's true, the word Bnei Yayna means Ktanim. And based on the Midas Shatir Nidresh Spam, the first one being the Kalvachim, you could be Marbek Dailam. But being that Lishtamit Krov Lichtoiv, there isn't one time where it doesn't say Bnei Yayna, so it's a Shina Kosov La'akev already, I think, five times if you can. So based on all these different mentions of it, so at that point the Tana says, you know, something Ben Yayna must be Dafka. And that's the Shak Levatar. Now this explains the second part of the Braisa, that Bnei Yayna Ktanav Loik Dailam. Why? Maybe be mar begdoilim kavuchaymer from Toirim, Talmud loyma bnei yoyna five times, and from there I learn ktanim v'loy gedoilim. Okay, so that's a good diak to say that even though bnei yoyna based on kavuchaymer can be mar begdoilim, but at the end of the day, no, bnei yoyna is actually memai, and that explains the safe of the brayse. That's the shakta of atayir. Bnei yoyna be'etzem can be marba gedoilim based on the kavuchaymer, but Talmud loyma bnei yoyna countless times, and it's based on that you have what you have. But you didn't explain yet the first part of the brayse. And the truth is, this diak of bnei yoyna is a very good diak for this bnei yoyna, but it's not such a good diak for Torah. And the reason is because why, if you wanted to describe Torah and you wanted to tell me even young Torah are okay, would you have to say bnei Torah? A Torah is a Torah is a Torah. The diak is in bnei yoyna. Why are you talking about bnei yoyna? Young doves as opposed to old doves? Yeah, oh, sure, I have myself a diak. Turtle doves. What age? I have no idea. What age? Shiurim Aralach L'Moish Misinai. I don't know. The diuk is a diuk in Bnei Yoyna. It's not a diuk in Torah. So we understand the second part of the Braisa. We really don't understand so much the first part of the Braisa. That's the Gemara's follow-up question. Eimo Bnei Yoyna, the Kass of Urachmon of Bnei. By Bnei Yoyna, where it says Mefurish in the Torah, Bnei Ktanim and Gedolim. There it makes sense to say, Dafki Ktanim and Gedolim. Abba Torah, by Torah, where it doesn't say anything out of the ordinary, right? Shar, Kesef, Ace, Torah, right? There's nothing out of the ordinary over here. There's no diak to be had. So I would think over there, so what's pshat in the first part of the braisa? Talmud loyma toirim. Even if it says toirim five times, but there's no diak to be had. So the Gemara says, I'll explain it to you. Dum yud bnei yoyna. Once I know bnei yoyna is dafka, and it says toirim u bnei yoyna, so that's already a basis to say toirim is dafka as well. And that is pshat in this braisa. Let's chazer over this braisa in light of the version 2.0 understanding of it. Tanu Rabban, taking the Braisa from the top, or really the bottom, of Chav Beis Amar Alf. It says Tairim. Tairim means Gedolim like Tanim, right? Tairim sounds like adults. Stating that, I don't think you can make a great Sadiq over here because Sheyochav Aloidino, because you would think, based on the Midah of Kal V'Chaymer, based on the mid of Kal V'Chaymer, you'd be Mar B'Ktanim as well. How so? Ma B'nei Yoyna. Shloi Huchshu B'Gdoilam Huchshu B'Ktanim. Torim Shuchshu B'Gdoilam. And it didn't Shuchshu B'Ktanim. Talmud Loi Mar what? Torim G'Doilam V'Loi K'Tanim. Here's the punchline. What's the Talmud Loi Mar Torim? The Talmud Loi Mar is that many times the Torah puts Torim together with B'nei Yoyna. And for sure there's a diak in the many mentions of Bnei Yoyna that Bnei Yoyna has to be Ktanav Eloi Gdoilam. And if we juxtapose Torim u Bnei Yoyna, so if Bnei Yoyna is Dafka the Ktanim, so Torim is also going to be the Dafka the Gdoilam. So you're right. Right out of the gate, Torim sounds like Gdoilam. And by the way, why does Torim right out of the gate sound like Gdoilam? Because it's next to Bnei Yoyna, which means Ktanim. But it's not enough of a mashmois to exclude Ktanim. And fakert, based on Kal V'Chaymer, you would think to be Marba. But it's because, like, L'shtamit Krov Lichtoiv, every single time Bnei Yoyna, and of a heckish, just the juxtaposition between Torim and Bnei Yoyna, so the Talmud Loimar of the Torim next to the Bnei Yoyna, and the repetitive mentions of Bnei Yoyna, Bnei Yoyna, Bnei Yoyna, that's how I know that Torim doesn't just mean Gedolim, it actually means Gedolim V'Loi K'tanim, and it's actually so powerful that it overrides even the Kal V'Chaymer. Continuing the Braisa, so Bnei Yoyna, K'tanim V'Loi Gedolim. Okay, does that mean v'loy gedolim shayach v'loy din hu? Who mat teirim shloy hokshu b'ktanim hokshu b'gedolim? Bnei yoinah shokshu b'ktanim eder din shokshu b'gedolim. So even though bnei yoinah sounds like tanim, but does that say that I can't be marba gedolim as well? Yes, Talmud Loim Rat says bnei yoinah ktanim v'loy gedolim. And what does it mean bnei yoinah again? Loy l'shtamid krov lichtoiv me bnei atayim bnei yoinah. And because it says bnei yoinah so many times, I know bnei yoinah means ktanim dafka v'loy gedolim. Now the truth is, if you were going to set up this braisa in a methodical way, right? If we had a vote, which of course we don't, but if we did, you would almost think that the Bnei Yoinah part of the braisa should be mentioned before the Torim part of the braisa, because the Talmud Loimar Torim of the Reish of the braisa is really coming off the heels of the Talmud Loimar Bnei Yoinah of the Seifa of the braisa. That's true. Lamaisa Torim are mentioned always before the Bnei Yoinah and the Torah, and because they're mentioned first in the Torah, so the braisa did what he did. It just adds a little layer of amelus that we need to go through in order to understand the braisa, but there's nothing more geschmack than going through a braisa, tearing it apart a little bit, even pshutay shal mikradik. And on that note, another braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, yachol, yuhu kol ha-toyim v'chol b'nei yoinah k'shem. You would think that all toyim and all b'nei yoinah should be kosher. Talmud loymar, it says, min ha-toyim. And from there we learn, v'loy kol ha-toyim, min b'nei ha-yoinah, v'loy kol b'nei ha-yoinah. What's this coming to exclude? Prat l'tchilas ha-tziyuv shebezeh, it's coming to be memait what the Mishnah had mentioned in the last line, and that is when it's in this in-between state, where it's betchilas hatziyuv, where you have the feather around the neck of the oif, which is yofer, Rashi says, and it's yellowish. So that stage of tchilas hatziyuv, that's going to be possible. Says the Braisa, when do toyrim become kosher? Meaning, tchilas hatziyuv means it's too young for the tar. So at some point, now it's going to be okay. How would you notice that? Mishayazivu. So it goes from being in a state of tzihuv, which is yellow, to zihuv, which is gold. Gold is a lot more chash. In fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi dibra maschum mishayazivu, sheyehe kanfei gufon gedoylim, the feathers of its guf should be big, va'adumim, and red, umazhivim, and gold, kizav, literally like gold. So when it's at that state, now it's already more mature. Umeimisai b'nei yoinah pisulin. And at what point do we say that b'nei yoinah are going to be possible? When are they too old? Well, that's easy, mishayatzivu, right? That's the Mishnah. That's just repetitive. We're just mentioning it, agav me'imasai ha-toyrim k'sherim, which was not something that the Mishnah mentioned. It wasn't something that this Braisa mentioned either. Another Braisa, Tani Yaakov Korcha. Yaakov Korcha said over the following Braisa, me'imasai b'nei yoinah k'sherim, when do b'nei yoinah become kosher? So what do you mean, when do b'nei yoinah become kosher? I thought they're born kosher. They're not born kosher. Even the b'nei yoinah, right, the little birds, even them, they have to be of a certain maturity in order for them to be kosher. What is that? And the short answer is, Mesheya Alu. Now, Yaakov Korcha, when he said over this braisa, knew everybody was going to ask the same question. What in the world does Mesheya Alu mean? So, Terem Yikra, Va'aniyena, Hutani Lav, Hu Amala, immediately preempted the Olam, and he said, let me explain to you what in the world I meant. I was saying over a braisa that's really working off a pasuk in Iyuv Lamites Lamed. It says, Efroichav, there it's talking about the eagle, Efroichav Ya'aludam. And what it means over there is the Efroichim, they swallow blood. So a bird walks in the field and he sees the dam of a trefa. So what's he going to do? He's going to eat that blood, suck the blood, right? So as soon as the bird is at an age that it has no problem eating the blood off the Pnei Hasada, at that point, it's already considered old enough to be a Pnei Yoinah. Says the Gemara, Emas, is there like a way to know this? Where you have to observe the birds and wait until you actually see? You need to aid them, right? Edechanem and Bisurim. Like, how does this work exactly? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, there's actually a simen in the guf of the Yoinah to know when it's already doing this. Michishamid Gad Famine, if you pull a feather out of it, Va'asidama, and it's going to stop bleeding, that means it's of the stage already, Mishaya Alu. And at that point, it's going to be old enough. Oy, Rab Zeir, had any boy. Oy, Marei Olai, Oy, Lamin HaTorim, Oy, Min B'nei HaYoinah, Gishmak. If somebody says, I want to bring a carbon, and the carbon I want should be an Oyla, and it should be an Oyla, so Oif. And he says that you know, I'm not sure, I haven't made up my mind yet, I'm going to bring it either from Torah or Bnei Yoina. Those are two good choices, because those are the two only choices you have. So he says, I'm going to bring it either from Torah or Bnei Yoina. And then he went ahead and he brought Tchilas Atziyuv, Shebezeh, V'Shebezeh. He ended up bringing two. He brought a tar, and he brought Ben Yoina, which is fine, he didn't have to, but he went ahead and he brought two, and both of them were in this in-between stage where they were betchilas atziyof. Mahu, what's the halacha? Such a geshmak ashayla. What are the two tzadim? Again, we know the tar, if it's mishe yatzivu, tchilas atziyof is pasul. Why? It's too young. We know the Bnei Yoina, if it's betchilas atziyof, is pasul. Why? Because it's too old. So if you said Harei Olai to bring min hatar and you brought Tchilas Atziyuv, that's a Mishnah. Harei Olai min Bnei Ayoin brought Tchilas Atziyuv, that's a Mishnah. What you said was other term other Bnei Ayoin, and you only have to bring one. What you did was you brought two and they're both in the state of Tchilas Atziyuv. What's the Shaila? So Rav Zeira explained. Sveika Hava is the reason that Tchilas Atziyuv is possible because we have a Suffolk. It's Ben Ashmashes. It's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. We don't know what it is. So we're not sure if right now it's old or it's young. Well, then Maman of Shach. It's either old or it's young. So either the Torah is kosher or the Ben Yoin is kosher. If that's the case, for Nafik, you'll be Yaitza because Maman of Shach, you're going to be Yaitza. Oidoma Birya Hava. It could be when it's in the state of Tchilas Atziyuv. It's a Birya. It's like an in between stage. Right? Mashal Ma Dava Daimon. When it comes to an Isha, this Ketana, Naira, and Bagris, right? It's three different Shiurim. So it could be there's like this in-between stage. Nairus is not Sofik Ketana, Sofik Bagris, and Halacha, the Nairus Chayiv and Mitzvahs, right? Just in terms of Yitzia, Mirshul Saviyah, she's not a Bagris yet. So there's this concept of Beria Havu where you can be in this in-between state. If it's a Beria, that means it's Taken not old, it's Taken not young, and based on that, you're not going to be Yitz in this case either. My Rava said, Tashma, I'll bring you a ride from the Brisa we just mentioned a second ago. Because the Brisa said that how do you know Tchilas Atziyuv is an issue? It's learned from a Pasuk. It says, Min HaTorim Oy Min Bnei HaYoina, and from the word Min, when the Maid Prat Tchilas Atziyuv, Shebezev Shebozeh, Shepasol. Now says Rava, I'm a Bishlam, a Ber Yahav, a Bishlam. If you're going to tell me Tchilas Atziyuv is a Ber Yahav, meaning we know what it is. We know what it is. There's no Suffolk. We know exactly what it is. So Shapur, I understand why the Torah had to tell me that you should know that this in-between state is not Gadol, it's not Katan. Hence, it's a mit in the world of Torah, and it's a mit in the world of Neyon. Eli, I'm a Tzveika, but if you're going to tell me that really it's a Tzveika, that means we don't know what it is. We have a Suffolk, but Klapi, Kucha Bericho, Klapi Shmaya Galia, it is. It's the Krolam Mute Tzveika. So you never find such a thing that a Pasuk would go ahead and it would be Mamayed a Suffolk. Fakarit, if anything, the Torah would tell you how to treat Tchilas Atziyuv. It's Kasha for the Tar, or it's Kasha for the Ben Yoina, but the Torah is not going to say, oh, it's a problem for this goes to Suffolk, it's probably that goes to Suffolk. Yeah, for us it's a Suffolk. Right, for us it's kichatzoyis. By the Eibishter it's bichatzoyis. There's no sveika klapishmaya. So it doesn't make any sense that you would have a pasuk to go ahead and be memayit a sveika. So said Rava Toshma, I think I'm a furish of pshitas to Reb Zeira's geshmak yibaya. There's no question in the world that you see from here that tchilas atziyuv ber yahava, not sveika hava, but the Gemara's daichet. The Gemara says it's not muchach, because loilam I'll tell you that the words min hatoyim or min bnei ayoina are not coming to be memayit tchilas atziyuv. In fact, kiyasar krol amutei nirva v'nevad. It's coming to be memayit an oif that was a nirva engaged in gili arayis or nevad. It was the subject of avodah zarah. But as it relates to the halacha of tchilas atziyuv, that you really do not need a pasuk for. Okay, so what was shining in that price? So Rashi. The afalgav, the tonuk, toni, prat, la tchilas atziyuv. Top line, achav gimel amin aleph. Asmach de ba'almo. Really, it's an asmach de ba'almo. Ula oylam psulayo mishum sveika. But really, it's possible because of sveika. The bottom line is, if the drasha was a real drasha, then anachinami, checkmate. And that's what Rava said. But the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, Rava, we know a lot of drashas of Chazal are not real drashas. They're only asmachtas ba'almo. If it's an asmachta, then you don't have a shayla. And that's where Reb Zeira cleared his shayla. Because Reb Zeira probably knew this braisa, but at the same time, even though he knew it, he still felt that there was no hechrich 100% that it's a real bona fide drasha. And to the extent it's not a real bona fide drasha, you have no makar. Either way, so what just came out? What do we really exclude from the words minat torim? You know, it's lamute Nirva and it's Lamutei Nevet. Right, you have two mins. One is coming to tell me Nirva is excluded. One's coming to tell me Nevet's excluded. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush that you would need this. You know why it's a chiddush? Because we know already from right in the beginning of Vayikra, Min HaBehema, right? Min HaBaka, Min HaTzoyin, that we made a whole bunch of things. Rashi Chumash brings it. Gemara has mentioned it several times in Zvachim and Menachis. And we know that we made from all those mins that talk about Behemos, that talk about Zvachim, we made Nirva, women might, Nevad, women might, other things as well. But the bottom line is, why then would I need a new drosha, min, to tell me that by an oif, a Nirva and a Nevad's possible if I know it already by behemoth, min? Just in the flow of the Gemara. Bishloima, if min is coming to me, my tchilas atziyav, us, it's very good. The Torah couldn't rely on all the mins it mentioned by Shorei Kesef Oyez, because what Sheiches has nothing to do with this. But if you're going to tell me, then no, that's only an asmachta ba'alma. That's just for good measure. But the real miut is Nevad, and the real miut is Nirva. Well, that I know already from Behemoth. So there must be a reason that the Torah feels it needs to be memaided specifically by Oifis, and we can't just rely on what we know already from Behemoth, and that's the last part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you want to know why you would need a special drasha and a special miut for Nirva and Nevad when it comes to Oifis? I'll tell you. I saw Kodai Dechimina, I would have thought, oh, looks it, being that it says in the Torah, regarding behema, ki mashchasam bahem mumbam, and the end of the pasuk is lo yeirotze lochem. So ki mashchasam bahem mumbam. The Tanit ve Rabbi Shmuel and Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they talk amak b'shenema hashchasam. Wherever you find the word hashchasam, mashchasam is miloshen hashchasam is drasha. Wherever it says the word hashchasam inayalo dvar ervav avodas keichavim, it's always referring to arayis and avodas zar. But the bottom line is the Torah put together moshchasam b'hem, which means gilei arayis and avodah zarah, with mumbam, with the mum. Therefore, I would have thought kol shamum poisel by any type of carbon with a mum pasels dvar erva avodas keichavim poisel by as well. But for kol she'ein a mum poisel by, ain't dvar erva avodas keichavim poisel by. And again, what shaychis does that? Erev and Avodah Zarah after Mum, ki Mashchasam, which means Erev and Avodah Zarah, Mum Bam. And if that's the case, Vahani Oifis, when it comes to those birds, Hayavlei Pasol Bum Mumma, being that there's no Pasol Mum, and the Amman Mar Tamus Vizachus Bebehema, Vein Tamus Vizachus Beoifis, the whole concept of Tamus as opposed to Mumma, and Zachus as opposed to Nekeva. This is a sugi when you're learning Behemas, but it's not a sugi when you're learning Oifis. So, Ema, I would have thought, Vahar Erev Avodah Chavan Nami Loi Lifso, maybe those also shouldn't be possible. Kamash Malan, that's why I need to know, Min, to be Moitzi, Nirva, and Nevad. The Ikka Drasha is coming to be Moitzi, Nirva, and Nevad. The Ikka Drasha is not coming to be Moitzi, Tchilas Atziyuv. Hence, Rav Zeira Shaila, Geshmaka Shaila. Is it a Sofik or is it a Beria? Blibes with a Shaila. Exhale. So, a rather short, light daf. And again, very much a digression. The next sugya, as we're going to see, is going to get involved already in halachis of paraduma, and then we're going to get involved in the age of Levi and being able to do the avoida. We're going to get involved in tumah v'taira, and it's all going to follow the same signun. What's kosher by this is possible by that, and what's kosher by that is possible by this. But the bottom line is, what was today's topic? It was the Torah and the Bnei Yonah. These are the two birds that are kosher to be brought as a carbon, be it a chattas oif or be it as oilas oif. And the Mishnah said, kosher be Torah, possible be Bnei Yonah, kosher be Bnei Yonah, possible be Torah. Tchilas Atziyov is possible, but what does it mean, kosher be Torah? A Torah has to be a little bit older. If it's the Bnei Yonah, have to be a little bit younger. If it's old enough to be a Torah, it's too old to be a Ben Yoina. And if it's young enough to be a Ben Yoina, it's too old to be a Tar. And what's the makar to this? The short answer is, l'shtamid krov v'lichtem b'nei ator min ayon. It always says, Torim b'nei Yoina, b'nei Yoina, b'nei Yoina, b'nei Yoina, certainly a dik. And from the fact that it always comes together with the tar, that hekish tells me that Tar is for sure dafka, and that b'nei Yoina is going to be dafka as well. So obviously, if today's daf was about Torah and Bnei Yonah, I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about that. So from all the different oifis that you find that are kosher, by the way, the sugi of oifis and what's considered a kosher oif and a not kosher oif is very much later in Masechtas Chulin sugya. But from all the different oifis, the Torah said that there's two that could be brought as a carbon. It's the turtle dove, the tar, and the Bnei Yonah. and the Dav. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Vayikra, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudal. This is the first time the Torah introduces us to the Torah and the Bnei Yoina. V'im min ha'oif oyla karbonik l'Hashem, v'hikriv min ha'toyrim oymin bnei ha'yoina es karbonik. It says the Ramban, Bachar ha'kosuf b'shnei ha'minim ho'ela. The Torah chose from all the different options, dafka these two species, b'avur shehem mitzuyin ukroivim lihitafes, because they live close by and they're very easy to catch. You don't have to be a professional hunter to be able to get them. Kasher Hiskiru Rabbi Seinu, and this is in the same vein as what Chazal said, Beshor Seksovim V'Seiz, that the reason that the Torah chose the Shor, the Kesef and the Eiz, the cattle, the sheep and the goat, as the kosher animal for karbonis, it's based on that very same reason. It's based on the fact that these are animals that are around, they're very easy to come by. And says the Rabban, just like Chazal said this regarding the shor, the kesef, and the eis, I'm telling this too. I think this is the same exact reason when it comes to the Torah and the Bnei Yoina. Now, what's this Chazal that the Ramban is referring to? It's a Medrash Rabba. It's in Vayikra, Chav Zayin Vav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Barab Simon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asore Mina Behemes Masarti Lecha. I've told you that there are 10 types of animals that are kosher. Shloisha B'Shuscha, three of them are very easy to come by. V'Zayin Einim B'Shuscha, the other seven are not so easy. Shloisha B'Shuscha, what are the three that are on your Rishos? Shor, Sek, Sovim, V'Seizim. V'Zayin Einim B'Shuscha, what are the seven that are not? Ayil, Utsvi, V'Yachmur, V'Akoy, V'Dishon, Usa, Oy, V'Zemer. Said Rabbi Yehuda, Barab Simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Lo Yitrachti Aleichem, V'Lo Yomarti Aleichem, L'Siyageya Baharim, L'Hovi, L'Fon, I Karben, Me'elu, You should know, I was never mechayev you. I didn't tell you have to go find those other seven that are not b'shuscha. Ela mimasha b'shuscha, it's tafka from the ones that are your b'shus, those three, min hagodol alavuscha, from the ones that are literally being raised upon your trough. Hadol d'chsiv, shoyr, oy kesef, oy eiz, these are the three minim that are going to be kosher. So says the Ramban, it's the mefurish of Ayikra Rabba as it relates to the shoyr, oy kesef, oy eiz, those are the behemos. And it's pasha to me that the same exact svara would be true as it relates to the Torah and the Bnei Yoina. You know, it's interesting. Everyone knows that the Rambam in his Moira in Chilek Shlishi is Meirich in Tamei HaKorbanos. And the Rambam says things that the Rambam was very unpleased with. V'hadvar matikin. And the most basic thing that the Rambam said in that thesis, as it relates to Karbanos, was that the whole Yisrael of Karbanos was, because the Yidden were once Oiv the Avodah Zarah, specifically the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians, and the whole Inyan of Karbanos was to try to be marchik them and try to be moitzi them and distance them from what that Avodah Zarah was all about. And one of the things that the Rambam says was, that's the reason that the three minim that were chosen to bring us Karbanos were the Shar and the Kesef and the Eis. Because ironically and counterintuitively, these were the three animals that the Mitzrayim would never shecht. In fact, they used to worship the Shor and the Kesef and the Eiz. So if we're going to go and we're going to try to go menakotza el akotza to eradicate any remnants of the Zorah of the Egyptians, you know what we do? We take what they considered holy and we make that the actual sacrifice that we're bringing to what we consider holy. So it's mamish being oiker b'shroshay the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. That's the way the Rambam explains the Shor, the Kesef, and the Eiz. But as it relates to the Oifes, as it relates to the birds, says the Rambam, Mikivan she'en yodam shal roi v'nei odam maseges lahakriv behema, being that not every person can bring a behema, nitztavinu she'hakorbin yiyah gam min ha'oif. So therefore, the Torah gives you an option to bring a korban from an oif. Hanofutz b'yoyse be'eretz Yisrael. And the oifos that were picked were the ones that were the most prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. Hayofe b'yoyse, also the nicest, the handsomest, the hakal b'yoyse litvois, and the ones that are easiest to catch, the him toyrim u'bnei. So even the Rambam, who has a dark achrino when it comes to shor kesef ayez, but when it came to toyrim u'bnei yoyna, there he was maskim to shtel tzu the medrash. By the way, the Rambam, if you look at the Meira inside, he does speak out the Medrash as a sniff. He says, oh, by the way, these three animals were also kalitvas. But there he brings it more as an afterthought. Over here, this is the one and only reason that the Rambam had. So when it comes to the Shari Kesef Ha'ez, the Ikar reason is the Rambam's famous thesis. But when it comes to the Torah and the Bnei Yoina here, the Rambam says that the Pshat must be because of what the Ramban essentially says al Torah, which is really taking a Medrash that's talking about the Behemah and shtelling it to. You know, in Chumash here, in Parshas Noach, we spoke out an incredible Meshech Chachma. In Baruch Hashem, we had the schus to speak out a lot of Meshech Chachmas and Osameachs from this Machsa and from last Machsa this week. So I think it's just G'day to speak out one more Meshech Chachma. And that is when Noach took the animals and he brought them into the Teva, so he was told to take Shnayim Shnayim, right? To take two of each, with the exception of the kosher animals. However, Mikol HaBehema Teira Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishtoi Rashi Koni Chazal says that why, when it came to the kosher animals, was Noach told to take more? The reason is it was because Noach was going to have to bring karbonis when he left the teva, and kedeshe yakrav mehem karbonoi b'tzeisoi. That's Lashon Rashi. Zokr Meir Simcha. It sounds from here that Noach, when he left the teva, he brought karbonis from every single kosher animal. Not every kosher animal is kosher to be brought as a carbon. When it comes to behemoths, it's shoyrei kesef hayeis. And when it comes to oifos, it's toyer my bnei yoina. So fake Rameir Simcha in the Meshech Chachma, seven from every behemoth and from every oif. Not every behemoth and every oif, kosher that is, is kosher to be brought as a carbon. Right, this is the most obvious question that everybody should have asked himself at some point. Of zok to Meshech Chachma, pidas medrash, that be'etzim, really every single animal, zok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, technically, theoretically, could have been brought as a carbon. But Narvas, I wasn't matriach you to take something that you don't have close by. And the Ramban says this is not only true for Behemoth, it's true for Ifas as well. Even the Rambam, who has a Tarka Achrino, when it comes to this, is maskim. Then when it came to the term of the Bnei Yoina, this must be the only shot. Zokhtar Sameach, that you're L'dairis, when the Yidden were going to have to go catch animals, so they would make sense. Only the three that are b'shuscha, not the Zion that are shalei b'shuscha. When it comes to the Ifas, what, are you going to start catching all these Ifas? But Noach, when he left the Teva, he had all the animals with him. And for him, it wasn't a tircha to go ahead and take the ayil and the tzvi and the yachmer and the akai and the dishan and the soy and the zon. Oh, it's for that reason those animals had to have seven. All those animals were considered kosher, obviously, and kosher lahakrova as well, because the tam of that Vayikra Rabba was not yet in effect. The truth is, there's another reason that Chazal give why it is that it was these animals, the shor and the kesef and the eis, that were chosen in order to be the animals that would go on the Mizbeach. And this is also a Vayikra Rabba. You just have to turn back a couple of pages from the one that we were just learning. That was Chav Zayin Vav, and this is Chav Zayin He. The Medrash says as follows. Shlomo HaMelech said in Koheles, Vo'elikim yevakesh es nirdav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevakesh, literally. He seeks out the nirdav, the people that are being chased, the people that are being persecuted. Says the Medrash, beautiful Medrash. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yosef Amar, lo oylam v'alikim yevakesh es nirdav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in alikim yevakesh es nirdav. Atam moitze tzadik roidav tzadik. Sometimes you find that tzadik is going to be roidav a tzadik. You find that. V'alikim yevakesh es nirdav, said Rabbi Yosef. Sometimes you find a rosh is right of a tzaddik. V'alikim yevakesh es nirdav. Sometimes you find a rosh is right of a rosh. V'alikim yevakesh es nirdav. And sometimes you find that a tzaddik is being right of a rosh. I'm quoting the Medrash verbatim. V'alikim yevakesh es nirdav. Mikol makom, in every single situation, it doesn't matter who the roidav is or who the nirdav is. V'alikim yevakesh nirdav. Says the Medrash Vayit. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rab Simon Amar, b'shem Rabbi Yosef b'Rab Noi Roy. Lo oylam HaKadosh Baruch Hu toivei adam and shal nirdofim min haroidfim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always toivei the nirdof from the roidof. Teida l'cha shakachu. I'll prove to you the way it is. Shekein hevel nirdof mipnei kayin. Hevel was a nirdof from Kayin. Kayin killed Hevel. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu behevel. Noyach nirdof mipnei doiroi. V'lei bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'noyach. Avram nirdof mipnei nimroid. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Avram. Yitzchak nirdof mipnei plishtim. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yitzchak. Yaakov nirdof mipnei Esav. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yaakov. Yosef nirdof mipnei Yechav. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yosef. Moshe nirdof mipnei paroi. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Moshe. David nirdof mipnei Shaul. ובחר הקדוש ברוך הוא בדוד. שאול נרדף מפני פלישתים, ובחר הקדוש ברוך הוא בשאול, ישראל נרדף מפני האומות, ובחר הקדוש ברוך הוא בישראל. רבי יוסי בן זמרה אמר, here's the postscript, אף בקרבנוס כן. The same is true when it comes to קרבנוס. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא said, שור נרדף מפני ארי. The שור is a נרדף from the ארי. איז נרדף מפני נמר. The איז, the goat, is hunted by the nom, the leopard. Kefes mipnei seif, like sakrivu lefonai min aroitfin, elo min anerdofin. Ado dechsev, shor oi kesef oi eski yivalis. This is another reason the Medrash gives. Why it's these three animals? Because these are nerdofin. Well, ikim yivakesh es anerdof. So we take the nerdof, and that's what the Eibush says, this is what I want. Now it's interesting, this Medrash is also talking about the behemoths. It's talking about the shor oi kesef oi es. But over here, we have a chazal that shtel su this to the oifes. And that's a gemara. It's a gemara in Bava Kamma. In the end of Perek HaChoyvel, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph, the gemara over there says, Amar Rabba Bo said, Lo'oylam yehei adam min ha-nirdofen v'loy min ha-roitfen. A person should always be from the nirdofen v'loy min ha-roitfen. By the way, what's the lo'oylam? Doesn't matter, Rosh Tzadik. Lo'oylam! La'olam yehei adam en anerdafen v'leim en aroitfen. She'en l'cha nirdaf ba'oifos yoysem mitayr mu b'nei yoyna. Because there's no bird that's more of a nirdaf than the tar in the b'nei yoyna. V'chshir na'kos l'gav v'mizbech. Those are the two that go in the mizbech. So this is really another reason why it's the shor kesev ha'eis with a tsushtel to the tar in the b'nei yoyna. This is not the Ramban's tsushtel. This is a Gemara tsushtel. But the bottom line is we have two mahalchim, two roads to explain why it's the Torah and the Bnei Yoyna, which really emerge from the two reasons why it's the Shor and the Kesef and this. Again, this is something we mamash have to have in our bones. Not every kosher animal was right to be put on the Mizbeach. As it relates to behemoth, it was the Shor, the Kesef, and the Ace. As it relates to Oifus, it's today's daf. It was the Torah, and it was the Bnei Yoyna. And why is it the Shor Kesef Ayez, and why is it the Torim and the Bnei Yoyna? So there's really two mahalchim that we have. The first mahalach is the Shor and the Kesef and the Ayez are Breshuscha, and the Ramban tells to the Rambam and the Meir as well, who adin with regards to the Torim and the Bnei Yoyna. The other mahalach is because the Shor and the Kesef and the Ayez are Nerdofen, and here the Gemara tells to in Bava Kamma Tzad Gimel, that the same is going to be true for the Torim and for the Bnei Yoyna. But here's the follow-up question in light of today's daf, and that is, why are the Torim dafka older, and why the Bnei Yoinim dafka younger? Right, the Torah had to be older, the Bnei Yoinim had to be younger. What's that all about? So if you go back in the Ramban al Torah, he explains this. Zogt the Ramban, Avorotza b'Torim hagdoilimayim. The Torah dafka wanted that the Torah should be older. The reason is bavur prishusam v'hidafkan. It's because of the fact that they are prushim, and they are very much attached to their mates. They're incredibly loyal. Biodua, because it is well known, shekivan sha'avad zugoi, that if a turtle dove loses his mate, lo yidbak le'achel le'olam, the Torah is going to remain an aguna. It's never going to be mizdabek with somebody else. The Torah is going to wait for its mate to return. The Chen Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is the same way. Dveikim b'Hashem aleikeyem, v'lo yidbeku b'keilach aloylam. Klal Yisrael is the same way. Avala yoinim, when it comes to the yoinim, kanoim ma'oid. They're actually kanoim. They're very different. Ubikinosam, yisparudu v'yachlifu. They afilu hikticha tavshiloi. That for them is already considered ki matzo ba'ervas davar. They're ready going to go ahead and say, you know what, this is not for me. Okay, and it's for that reason. So we don't want them when they're older, because when they're older, then they come with baggage, and we're not interested in them. But at the same time, when they're younger, we do. Why? Because the yoyna, when it's young, it's more attached to its nest where it was raised than all the other oifos. V'hiskiru Rabbi Seinu, ki kola oifos, all the different oifos, im yiga adam bekanshalem, if somebody's going to touch their nest, lo kachas misham efreichem oi beitzim, right, to do shiloach hakan, to take the efreichem or the beitzim, yazvuhu, they're going to say, you know what, this is not for me, v'lo yikanenu bay loylam, they're never going to nest there again. V'hayoyna leisazvenu b'shominyin, but the yoyna doesn't do that. V'chein Yisrael, lo yachlifu bayram v'tayrasam loylam, Klai Yisrael will never be machlef, never going to exchange that creator and their Torah. Elo, O Yehudi, says the Ramban, Oy Tzolov, what a beautiful lashon. Either live as a Jew or I'm willing to be hanged. And it's for that reason, says the Ramban, that even within the world of the Torah and the Bnei Yoyna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Torah Davka and the Yoina Davka? What's the Tzad HaShava between the Tor Gadol and the Ben Yoina Katan? The Tzad HaShava is loyalty. They're both loyal. The Tor that's a Gadol is loyal to its mate, and the Ben Yoina that's young is loyal to its nest. And the idea is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants loyalty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be dveikim b'Hashem Elokeim. V'lo yidbeku b'kelach ha'olam. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is, O Yehudi Oitzol. The Eibishter wants loyalty from us. And these two birds, these oifas, represent loyalty. So you want to know why the min of Torah Mem Neyayna, that's the first part of this raid bite. But you want to know why it's the Gadol by the Torah and the Katab Neyayna, who said that's the way it is? Chulin Daf Chav Beis, talked away, right? You don't expect to find this in Chulin. But this is Chulin Daf Chav Beis. The reason is because these are the two oifas that display loyalty. And really what it is, it's all about the loyalty. So just to end, and today is Erev Shavuos. And today's daf is the daf of the first day of Shavuos. I was thinking, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, this is in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, just picking up in the narrative over here. Kihine hasesav avar, the winter passed, hageshem cholav halachloi, right, those wintry storms, those cloudy days, they're all in the rearview mirror. Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz. The flowers are beginning to bloom. Eis hazomer higia. You could hear chirping in the ear. V'koil hator nishma be'aretzeinu. And the voice of the tar is something that can be heard in the land. Shlomo HaMelech continued in his very poetic way. Hateinu chonto fageo. V'akfonim smadar nosnu reach. Kumilach rayosi yafosi ulechilach. And he goes on. And he says how Yoinosi is kechagve hasela baseser amadri harini es marayich hashmiini es koylech ki koylech arev umarech nava. Some of the beautiful psukim in Shir HaShirim. But what's the setup? The setup is that the clouds are dispersing. You could feel the good weather. You could hear the chirping in the air. Eis hazomer higia. V'koil hator nishma baratzeinu. If you take a look at Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Rashi says, what does it mean, v'koil hator? Kimashmoi, toirim ubnei yoino. You can hear the turtle doves already chirping. And that's a sign that good times are coming. That's a sign, v'koil hator nishma baratzeinu. The Goyen, in his pirush on Shir HaShirim, says, what does it mean, v'koil hator nishma baratzeinu? Zok the Goyen, and I quote, pirush, hator hu hatora. The Torah is referring to the Torah. So, Higia eis litein hatayra. And what Shlomo HaMelech was saying in Pnimius, v'koil hator nishma baratzeinu, was that the time for Matan Torah had arrived. Hu al har Sinai, and it was weird, it was baratzeinu, and artzeinu says the Goyen is har Sinai, shehu chashev k'may Eretz Yisrael. Peledig Goyen. The Goyen says v'koil hator is referring to the Torah. Okay, in the world of Pnimius, that's not peledig, that sounds easy. But V'koil hator nishma b'artzeinu. Artzeinu is Eretz Yisrael. Right, what's Artzeinu? Of course it's Eretz Yisrael. So Artzeinu, and what is that referring to? It's referring to Matan Torah, which happened on Har Sinai, because Har Sinai is choshev k'mo Eretz Yisrael. Truth is a pel d'gagoyin. Har Sinai didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Har Sinai happened in the Midbar. The Mefarshei Agra, they're all mitzayin, another goyin. This goyin is in Aderes Aliyo. It's in Parshas Devarim. The goyin says one more excerpt. V'gilu shel Torah hu ba'aretz. Torah is only in a skala in Eretz Yisrael. K'moish amru chazal, avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. V'gam ha'nevua eino shoyra elo ba'aretz Yisrael. Etc. etc. I'm skipping. U'k'moish amru malko v'sareh ba'goyim ein Torah. I'm skipping a little bit. V'chein ha'Torah lo'y nitno elo li'Yisrael ba'har Sinai. So the Goyen has this whole piece where he says, gilu shel Torah is dafkin Eretz Yisrael. And that's avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. And that's malko v'sareh ba'goyim when Klai Yisrael went into Golos, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore. At that point, it was ain't Torah. Says the Goyen, v'chein ha'Torah lo nitna elo li'Yisrael b'har Sinai. So the Mefarshei Agra will say, what do you mean, v'chein ha'Torah lo nitna elo li'Yisrael b'har Sinai? That's a raya lister. You just said that Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. So what does Har Sinai have to do with anything? The teretz is, it's the Goyen l'shitasa. It's the Goyen l'shir ha'shirim. Be'artzeinu hu'al Har Sinai. She'u choshev k'mei Eretzol. But the Goyen, what's p'sha? V'koil ha'tor nishma be'artzeinu is matan Torah. And it's nishma be'artzeinu. What does that mean, be'artzeinu? It means al Har Sinai shehu choshev k'mei Eretz Yisrael. So I saw in the Mossad Rav Kook edition of the Shir HaShirim on the Goyen's Pirush on Shir HaShirim, in the Haggais, very, very lengthy Haggais, so they were written by Rebbe Eliyahu Kohen, who's Ben Haggain Rav David Kohen. the Chevener Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Leo Koyen Ben, Rabbi David Koyen, the Chevener Rosh Hashiva, he says, what's the Pshat? He says, the Pshat is based on a Medrash. This Medrash is in Tehillim. It's in Tehillim Samaches. The Medrash says, V'sinai meheichem ba. Where did our Sinai come from? Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Mehara Meiria Nitlash. It came from Hara Meiria. Kechala Meisa. And it was separated like a woman is mafresh chala. That's how Har Sinai was ripped apart from Har Meiria. Mi mokim shenekad Yitzchak Avinu. It came from the mokim of the Akeda. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu v'Yitzchak Avim nekad Allah. Being that Yitzchak was nekad. He was nekad on this mountain. Noeh levonov lekabel all of us HaTeira. That's the place that's most appropriate for Klai Yisrael to be mekabel the Teira. You want to know where Har Sinai came from? You want to know the rest of the story? The Tana Rab Yossi said in this Medrash, Har Sinai is really the Har Meiria, because the Har Meiria was Nekar, and it went into the Midbar. And why did it happen? It happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshben. He said, Hayo v'yitzchak aviyah nekad olav, no lebon of the Kabbalah Satayra. So Rabbi Leo Koyen says that I heard from my father. This is the Chevener Rosh Hashiva of David Koyen. He said that the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, my Hara Meiria. Why is Hara Meiria called Hara Meiria? So the Gemara says, Pligibar Rav Levi Bar Chomer Rav Chanina. Chadamah one said, Har Sheyatzim Imenu Hayra Ali Yisrael. This is the mountain where Hayra came to Yisrael. Chadamah, the other one said, Har Sheyatzim Imenu Moira La Oivde Kechavim. This is where Yiras Oivde Kechavim come from. Rashi has two pshatim. Why is Hara Meiria placed with this year for the Oivde Kechavim? Lishna Achrina. Hara Meiria, you want to know where the year came? It's Har Sinai. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Moira came. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Eretz Yara Vishakata. And from there you see that by Har Sinai, there was Yira, and that's Hara Meiria, Shemi Sham Yatsa, Moira Loivde Kechavim. Freit the Marsha, Rashi was Toya in a Pasuk. He says, the Shversta Rashi in Shas. Rashi in Tainus might not be Rashi, but it's the Shversta, what? Kloimar is a Rashi in Shas. Hara Meiria is not Har Sinai. Har Sinai is Har Sinai. Hara Meiria is where the Malkam HaMikdash is. So the old coin says, Shamati me ovi meri virabi. The Chevener Rosh Hashiva, he said, Lefi, this Medrash Tehillim, which Be'etzim is a Goyen in two places, that you see Har Sinai, Be'etzim had in it, Milos Eretz Yisrael. You want to know why? Because it was Hufrash from the Mokam HaMikdash, Kechala Me'isa. Oh, this was a shtick. Hara Meiria, the Torah was given on our Sinai, but it was really Hara Meiria, and that's this Inyan. That says, if you think about this, if you misspine, and this is not the day for this, but if you misspine in a little bit, the relationship between the Torah and the Makom HaMikdash comes into a whole nother light when you appreciate the fact that Har Sinai is really Hara Meiria. First of all, Ki Mitzien Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Right? It's literally Hara Meiria was what Har Sinai was. The fact that the Lishkas HaGozes sat in the Makom HaMikdash. What was the Lishkas HaGozes? That was the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Shem Yisham Yasa Yerali Yisrael. Where they sit? They sat in the Makom HaMikdash. They sat on Hara Meiria. Oh, but when Hara Meiria is Har Sinai, it makes a lot of sense. They would be sitting on Har Sinai. The Ramban in his Akdama to Parshas Truma, which the Ramban references in many different places. HaMistakul Yof, if somebody understands the Psukim of Maimed Har Sinai, he'll understand the whole site of the Mishkan, because the Gilu Shechina of Har Sinai was the same as the Gilu Shechina of the Mishkan. Har Sinai is Hara Meiria. The Mikdash and Mount Torah is Shevet Levi, whose Avoida is to be in the Makom HaMikdash. We know they wear two hats. On the one hand, Shevet Levi does the Avoida. On the other hand, Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakov is Eirosch Yisrael. They teach Torah. What's the Makom to teach Torah? Where the Eivishtu was Malam Torah Lam Yisrael. That's the place to teach Torah. It's something that's supposed to be done in our Sinai. But either way, the Goyin says that you want to know what it means, V'Koil HaTor. You want to know what it means, V'Koil HaTor. It's the call of Torah. And what does it mean? Nishma Barzeno. Nishma Barzeno means Al Har Sinai, Shehu Choshev Kumay Eretz Yisrael. In the Pshat, in the Pshutei Shalom Mikra, the Koil HaTor is the Koil of the Turtle Doves. But in the Drush, in the Pnimius, said the Vilna Goyen, it's actually referring to the first day of Shmuas. It's referring to the Koil of Matan Torah. It's the Koil God of Alei Pasek, Alei Yosef. That Koil that Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to hear, the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Klai Yisrael literally heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anoichi V'lo Yilecha. That's the Koil Hatar that this pasuk is referring to. But the truth is another pshat that's brought down in a Medrash Rabbah. In Shir HaShirim Rabbah, this is Beis Choftes. V'Koil Hatar Nishma Baratzenu. Eizeze. What's this koil atar nishma barzeno? It means the koil of the turtle doves? Is this what this means? Says the Medrash, that koirish al melech hamashiach. It's referring to the koil of melech hamashiach. Hamachriz va'omer, manovu alehorim ragle mevasa. The koil atar nishma barzeno is referring to the koil of the melech hamashiach. So just to be Messiah, it's Erev Yontif with a bracha and the schus of the Koil HaTor, of the Chabur of all Klal Yisrael that sits and learns Torah day in, day out, the Koil HaTor, and befrat, the Koil of the turtle doves that would be gzaychet to learn on today. So it means the Kayim, the Koil HaTor of the Goyim, the Koil HaTor of Rashi Kimashmoy, literally learning the sugi of the Torah, and I know we should be Zoicha to finally hear the Koil of Melech HaMashiach, who's going to say, Higi Azmangu Laschem. It should be the Koil HaTor Nishma Be'artzenu Be'karov. Amen.